ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
This next section is called Why Krishna Was Not Present at the Gambling Match. All present now turned again toward Krishna. Looking at Yudhishthira, Krishna said, O Lord of the earth, had I not been otherwise engaged at the time, I would have personally come to prevent the gambling match. By pointing out the evils associated with gambling, I would have won the support of Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, and Bhalika. Between us, we would surely have swayed the blind king from his crooked purpose. The Brahmins present gathered around to hear Krishna speak, and he glanced at them with affection. Indulgence in illicit sex, gambling, hunting, and intoxication are the four evils which beset men and deprive them of their prosperity. Gambling is particularly marked by the destruction of property, misfortune, and the squandering of one's wealth. Gambling only leads to harsh words and enmity. Krishna said that he would have pointed this out to Dhritarashtra, and if the king did not listen, Krishna would have used force to bring him to his senses. Krishna continues, and if anyone had supported the king in his ignorance, I would have destroyed them all. All this would surely have taken place, O Yudhishthira, if I had not been away from Dwaraka at that time. It was only upon my return that Satyaki informed me of the events in Hastinapur. Immediately upon receiving the news, I came here. My heart is pained to see you now, overcome by calamity and sunk into misfortune. Yudhishthira asked Krishna where he had been during the gambling match. Krishna explained that he had gone to do battle with a king named Shalva, who was a friend of Shishupal. When Shalva heard that Krishna had killed Shishupal, he went to Dwaraka and attacked the city. While Krishna was in Indraprastha, Shalva owned a great airship which resembled a flying city. He had received this wonderful airship as a gift from who? Lord, you said that. Very good. From Lord Shiva had given him. In battle, Shalva used it as a base from which to attack his foes. Raining down weapons of every kind, Shalva had challenged Krishna. Not realizing that Krishna was absent from Dwaraka. After wreaking havoc in Dwaraka, Shalva had returned to his own city. Then when Krishna returned to Dwaraka, Krishna fought with Shalva. And when the fight with Shalva was going on, at one point, Shalva in his airplane produced Vasudev, Krishna's father. And Shalva said to Krishna, watch, I will kill your father right before you. And he cuts off Vasudeva's head. And for a moment, Krishna is, oh no. And Krishna was visibly overcome. But then, right after Shalva had killed, Shalva disappeared. And Krishna said, wait a second. This is magic trick of Shalva. He couldn't have possibly killed my father. Why? Balaram is there. Because Balaram is the patron father of Dwaraka. He protects Dwaraka. Krishna said, no, this is magic trick of Shalva. And after all, where's the dead body? No. So although for a moment Krishna was overcome by grief because his father was killed, which is so nice. Even Krishna has feelings. Even though it's Krishna who tells us in the Bhagavad Gita, Natvam Sochitam Arhasi, don't lament. Yeah, but when it comes to his father, it's a different story. So that's natural. That's natural. But still that Natvam Sochitam is still true because we should not lament so much that we forget our duties. We forget, yes, there's going to be lamentation. I'm sure even my wife will cry when I die. A little bit. But we should not become consumed or overwhelmed that we forget who we are, we forget our duties. So, after that, then Krishna really fought with Shalva and used his weapon, Sudarshan Chakra, and finally killed Shalva. All right, everybody chant.